Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Monday, live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. We're on iHeartRadio and Fox Sports Radio today. We're not on television. We're on FS2, but we're not on FS1. There's some NASCAR races going on. 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. Joy Taylor joining me. Fun weekend of NBA playoffs. The NFL draft. It was fun. I still can't figure out what the Patriots are doing in the draft, but that's we're not going to talk much about them today. Joy, how are you?
I'm good. You know, I came to a realization, though. I think we've talked about this, but I really felt it this weekend. The thing about the draft is it's so hopeful that no matter what fan base it is, everyone's happy. Everyone's like, we won the Super Bowl. Look at our draft.
Well, and I do think that's a good point. I do think there's great value to the NFL, they do this better than every other sport. I mean, baseball has no salary cap. There's 9 teams that just can't compete day one. I mean, the Mets spent a lot of money. The Dodgers did and the Yankees did. They're all crushing, right? The Cincinnati Reds and A's bailed off, you know, paying money. They're terrible. And in the NBA, if you don't have 2 or 3 stars and the way it's so difficult to trade people, you know, about 12 teams feel hopeless. To your point, today is just sunshine and rainbows. I mean, if you're Jacksonville, you spent that money in free agency. You got 4 more starters in the draft. And let's start with that. So, you know, Monday, everybody hands out their grades on the draft. And, you know, later in the show, we'll have some fun. There were teams I thought that had really good weekends. But let's be honest. 5th-round picks, 6th-round picks, late 4th, 7th. I don't know how good those guys are. The only 4th-round pick I know will be really good is Isaiah Spiller, who I watched in the SEC at Texas A&M for 2 years. The Chargers got him. He's going to play a lot. He will play a lot. Outside of that, you cross your fingers on 4th-round picks. What I do is take, when the season ends until this morning, the Monday after the draft, I take your free agent moves, your coaching moves, and your top 2 or 3 draft picks. That's how I measure your offseason. And I thought one team, from the day the Super Bowl was over until this morning, the Denver Broncos crushed it. Forget the fact that they went from Drew Lock to Russell Wilson at quarterback. How about the fact that they added Randy Gregory and DJ Jones on the defensive line and Kawan Williams, defensive end, or got Billy Turner, a tackle from the Packers? Then they went in the draft and got Nick Bonito, excellent speed guy. So now they've got Randy Gregory, DJ Jones, Kawan Williams, and Nick Bonito. They have totally rebuilt their defensive line to put pressure on quarterbacks. And then their third-round pick, Greg Dulcich, is a tight end from UCLA who replaces Noah Fant, who they traded to Seattle. He is, a like Fant, a vertical wide receiver. He was a walk-on at UCLA. He was a wonderful player. So ask yourself, that to me is the best upgrade of any team. Super Bowl whistle ends this morning, Denver Broncos. So think about the last two Super Bowl winners, Tampa and the Rams. What were the five things they had? Number one, an offensive coach. Number two, a star quarterback. Number three, a really intense pass rush. Denver just added that. Number four, weapons. And number five, one top corner. Denver now has all of those. I like Kansas City. They don't have a top corner. I like Buffalo. That franchise has a defensive head coach, and they kind of lean defense. I like San Francisco. What's their quarterback situation? The Broncos have it all. Offensive coach, star quarterback, big-time pass rush, nice weapons, and one high-end corner. And if Nathaniel Hackett can coach, that's the only question. They're off and running. In fact, what's ironic is the only weakness for Denver that I look at and I think, oh, they're not great there, is linebacker. And that was the Rams' weakness last year and the Bengals' weakness. So there's just places you need to spend your money. They always say this when you buy a house or you're redoing your house. Spend money in the kitchen and your master bath. That's where you spend your money. In the NFL, there's places to spend your money. Quarterback, weapons, pass rush, and one big-time corner. And Denver has them all. There are a lot of teams out there. I thought Seattle had a great weekend for the draft, but they spend their money on safeties. That's not where you spend your money. Chicago's got some really good pieces, but they don't spend enough money at wide receiver or offensive line. They spend it too much at safety and too much at linebacker. So there are places to absolutely spend your money. Now, people will say, oh, Denver, oh, boy, their division. Stop. There's a reason the SEC champ usually wins the national championship, and they have the hardest schedule. It hardens you. Tampa Bay won a Super Bowl in a division where the Saints had 12 wins. The Rams just won a Super Bowl in a division with Kyle Shanahan, Russell Wilson, Arizona. It doesn't hurt you. It helps you. So I thought over the course of a weekend, there was one team coupled with free agency. I mean, to go from an old coach in Vic Fangio, old defensive coach, to a young offensive coach in Nathaniel Hackett, that in itself should change things. Then you go Drew Lock to Russell Wilson. Then you totally upgrade your defensive line. They already had the weapons. Then you replace Noah Fant. You already drafted Patrick Surtain, the great corner out of Alabama last year. Denver should be a Super Bowl favorite or a near favorite for the next several years. That is how you build a franchise in 1 year. And to Joy's point, that's why the NFL is so damn popular. You can literally rebuild your franchise in a year. Rams had Jeff Fisher, Jared Goff. A year later, they won 11 games. No other sport lets you do that. Baseball, it's a money sport. NBA, it's hard to get out of contracts. You make one mistake like the Lakers with Westbrook, you are trapped for years. So good for them. Really good playoff stuff. I'm going to talk about both games. Let me start with the Warriors over Memphis. So Draymond Green got ejected. That felt, as Draymond Green said, a little bit of a reputation ejection. I always laugh when fans say the NBA is rigged. The officiating was not great yesterday, and it really favored Memphis. There's no way you would be rigging this series for Memphis, which has no history of driving TV ratings. You would not be rigging the playoffs against Steph Curry, who I think there's something to indicate he's the number one draw in the league right now from a TV perspective. I think it's not LeBron anymore. I think it's Steph. There's a little LeBron fatigue. But loud home crowds, right on the referees, college and pro, I think can sway officials on four or five calls. I thought Memphis got every call and still lost. In fact, I thought four or five things happened yesterday. They all went in Memphis's favor, and they still lost. So to me, game one was a series. So Klay Thompson missed clanked too late free throws. Doesn't happen much. Draymond got ejected. He's your best defensive player, the heart and soul of the team after Steph Curry. Steph Curry missed 4 or 5 open threes down the stretch. The officiating went in Memphis's direction. And also, Jaren Jackson had 33 points and 6 threes for Memphis. I'm going to go with that's not going to happen again in the series. And Ja Morant's amazing, but he hit 4 threes. That's as many as he hit in the entire Minnesota series. So Memphis was getting all sorts of threes they don't normally get. They got officiating breaks. Draymond got ejected. Steph and Clay did things they never do. And Memphis, with a minute left, had the lead and blew it. So that felt like the series. The other thing you saw with that series, and this is where it's the difference between guys that have been in this league forever and kids. Golden State is so patient and so smart. I mean, is there ever been a team that finds the open three-point shooter more than Golden State? I mean, that ball movement is so clever. I mean, the only remarkable thing was they kept missing the threes, but God, do they move the ball? It is art. And so I thought that was a tough loss for Memphis. That's the one you got to steal. Now Golden State, I just don't see Memphis duplicating that three-point barrage, and I don't see Draymond getting ejected in multiple games down the stretch. Here was Draymond after the game talking about his ejection.
The playoffs are a little tougher and not as soft as the regular season, you know, and that, you know, you can bump a little more and you get away with a little more, you know. Like, I think tonight was probably a reputation thing more so than a hard foul. By definition, if we go through the definition of a flagrant 2 foul, I'm not sure that play would quite be the definition of a flagrant foul. I'm not sure it would meet that criteria.
So it is a flagrant foul. I didn't feel it was a flagrant 2, which gets you ejected. But, you know, a lot of people felt it was a go either way call. I think in the Bay Area, they don't eject him. In Memphis, they eject him. The sport's not rigged, but home crowds, the fans are on top. They sway it. It's emotional. And it was a fantastic game. The NBA playoffs have been absolutely wonderful. I want to talk about Giannis coming up, some more drafts. Yes, I don't do like, you know, I don't break down the draft based on just the weekend, but I did think the Jets got an A++. I thought that literally their first 4 picks were like, okay, those 4 starters. And they had a great draft last year. So I don't know if the Jets have the right quarterback or the right coach or the right owners, but Joe Douglas, the GM, you got a rock star, because the last 2 drafts for the Jets have been sensational. If Zach Wilson can play, got all sorts of question marks on that. But if he can, I thought Joe Douglas crushed the draft. Absolutely crushed it for the 2nd year in a row.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone.
test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Hustler Turf, I've got one the brand lawn care pros have trusted for years. Weekend Joes like me, full lineup of residential mowers. Go to HustlerTurf.com, find a dealer near you. There's 1,400 nationwide. So, I mean, remember how Boston totally flummoxed KD and Kyrie? That's what Milwaukee did to Boston yesterday. And it tells you what Milwaukee is. This is what championship teams do. Milwaukee makes you play their game. Boston made the Nets play their game. Milwaukee said, that's cute. Now you're going to play our game. Boston has no chance to score inside. They're going to be very perimeter-based in this series, and I do think they'll shoot their way to several wins. I don't think it will be four, probably two, maybe three. But what we're looking at now with Giannis, and I always liked Giannis. He was a great kid, but I was like, you know, years ago, I'm like, you know, everybody said he's going to take the league over like LeBron. And I'm like, well, LeBron runs the offense. He's the de facto point guard. He's a great facilitator. But Giannis has gotten so good at facilitating and passing. He's gotten better at shooting. We are looking at a longer, taller version of LeBron in his prime. They run the entire offense through both. You surround them with shooters. They can facilitate. Other great players. Embiid needs somebody to start the offense. Tatum, better with a point guard. Kawhi, better off the ball. And those are great players. So Giannis has become LeBron to me. He's the best offensive closer on the floor, the best overall offensive player. It's not Durant. It's Giannis because he can score out or in with authority. He can facilitate. He's the best closer. He's got a high IQ. He also understands. He's got a keen understanding of when to turn it on and what the team needs. So Chris Middleton gets hurt. Shocker. He's averaged 8 assists since then. That is so LeBron, it's painful. And since, by the way, Middleton has been hurt, the Bucks have won by 30, 24, 16, and 12. And I mean, that thing yesterday was not close. It was not close. Had Giannis not missed several gimmies early, it would have been a blowout sooner. So, and a great example of this is Al Horford was really, really good and effective against Brooklyn. He was irrelevant yesterday. He was irrelevant. That's because great clarifies. LeBron always did that. Is Derrick Rose really the MVP? Are these teams in the East any good? And you'd be like, nah, LeBron swept them. And that's what I always said about Andrew Luck, the quarterback. Can you come into the NFL with an average roster and win? And Andrew Luck won 11 games, 11 games, 11 games with a garbage roster. It's like, yeah, if you're good, you can. It clarifies. And that's what Giannis is doing. He is eliminating Boston's inside game. He's really basically turned them into a perimeter team. And they're good enough and well-coached enough and have good enough players. Now, Marcus Smart is now hurt. He'll play, but he's hurt. That is bad news for Boston. Tatum's the best player. I could argue Marcus Smart's the soul of the team. But I think what we're watching is, and I really noticed it at the end of the playoffs last year. I always thought Giannis was great. But at the end of the playoffs last year, a couple of those, can he close? Can he hit the jumper late? Can he hit free throws late? Check, check, check. This is the best player in the league. He should be the MVP. You could give it to him for 8 to 10 straight years. He won't win it because NBA voters tend to, you know, they like new and fresh stories. I get it. The media likes, you know, new and different. But this is the best player in the league. And he's clarifying everything. And if you have any questions about, you know, does this work or that work, Giannis will give you an answer. They're better without Middleton against Chicago. And that thing yesterday, Boston's a good team. And Boston's a well-coached team. And they were completely, utterly out of sorts in the first half offensively. Could just not find their way because of one guy. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, this wasn't a heavy quarterback draft. I mean, we're expecting Malik Willis to go in the first round despite that.
I was wrong on that puppy.
But yes. Well, he fell to the second day. Tennessee drafted him in the third round. Kind of took advantage of him slipping, but also made it a little bit of an interesting move because they traded the 90th and the 169th pick to the Raiders to move up to select Willis at number 86. So while he did slip in the draft, based off of, you know, with all of the projections, although right. This is probably where he would be drafted if we did have high star quarterbacks in the draft. So in reality, for what his grade was, he probably went where he would normally go.
Right.
But I do think it's interesting that Tennessee still made a move to get him, even though he did go
well,
in the third round.
Well, they liked him, but they didn't want to, in their opinion, reach.
Right.
And by the way, this is the perfect place for him. Good GM, strong coach, starting quarterback, good run game. This is not a place where you're going to come in and save the franchise.
Right.
So this, I told my wife this. I said, because she didn't follow this stuff. I said, you know, you watch this draft and your heart goes out to these young kids. But if you look at the history of the draft, the quarterbacks that dropped, Dan Marino, Aaron Rodgers, always end up like going to a more sane, more reputable organization. So he ends up going, I mean, let's be honest. As long as Mike Vrabel's there, this is going to be either a playoff team or battle for first in the division. So it's like, that's where you want to go.
Right. Well, if you slip in the draft, you're generally not going to a team that is picking at the top of the draft. Obviously, that's why you're slipping. The teams that pick at the top of the draft are usually bad. That's why they're at the top of the draft. So there's some aberrations, of course, where everyone gets injured and the Niners have a great pick, even though they're a good team.
Well, think about this. If he gets drafted by Carolina, A, they're going to ask him to play early. B,
right. He's
going to be in the middle of a quarterback controversy from the first day, and it's a bad roster. So, like, you think, you make your money in this league on your second, third, and fourth contracts. Now, quarterbacks do get a fourth contract, usually, because they don't get hit as much. So Malik will be fine. I look at Kenny Pickett and him, and I think, perfect. They don't have to start year one.
They don't have to start year – well, Kenny, I don't know.
That's he may win the job.
That depends on how it goes in camp.
That's right.
He's in a little bit of a different situation than Malik as far as when he will play. But there are a lot of people who are not sold on Ryan Tannehill moving forward. And, I mean, obviously he's going to be the quarterback for this year. They did say that they didn't consult him before drafting Malik Willis. I don't think you need to consult with your starting quarterback if you take a quarterback in the third round.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a conversation you have to have. If you're going to draft someone in the first round, I think you owe them a text message. You know, or
right.
But third round, like, you don't need to run your draft by your quarterback. But, you know, the Titans last three seasons, 2019, they lost in the AFC Championship game. 2020, they lost in the wild card. And 2021, they lost in the divisional round as the number one seed to the Bengals. And sacked Joe Burrow, what, 9 times in that game?
They feel like they outplayed the Super Bowl participants. They should. They did. They lost. So.
But they're always just right there.
Yes.
So there are people in Tennessee who are like, I mean, Ryan Tannehill might not be the guy. So I don't think this is a replacement situation for this year, obviously. But, you know, he's a good guy to be sitting behind as well and is in a stable organization. So, as you mentioned Aaron Rodgers, the Packers finally got some wide receiver depth on days 2 and 3 of the draft. They traded up in the second round to get the North Dakota State receiver Christian Watson with the 34th overall pick. Now, this is an interesting pick for the Packers because some people had him as a first round grade. And
you know who the comp is, and it's totally on Vincent Jackson. So Vincent Jackson was this like 6'4" receiver, very good wide receiver. And I heard it this weekend during the draft coverage. Somebody said, oh, he's Vincent Jackson. I'm like, that's exactly what he is. And I think he's going to be a really good player. And Green Bay has a history of drafting receivers second, third, fourth, and they end up being really good players. They just don't become great players initially. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if by his second year, he's their number one target.
Well, I love this pick for the Packers. And I like that he went there. And obviously, he's working with Aaron Rodgers. And he said he wants Aaron Rodgers to be tough on him so he can become the best player he can be. The thing that's confusing to me about how the Packers do business, though, is they're very much in a win-now situation. You moved off Davante Adams, who is unequivocally a number one receiver. And now you'll be relying on rookies and mostly twos and threes.
Oh, yeah. Threes and fours. Yeah.
Right. So they have Alan Lazard, Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb, Juwan Winfrey, Amari Rodgers, Malik Taylor, and then they have three rookies because they took Romeo Dubs, excuse me, in the fourth round.
Yeah.
And Samori Toure in the seventh round.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're good enough there, but
I mean, they have a lot.
I will say this. They got a great linebacker out of Georgia in the first round. So that I love their first pick, actually. And all my scout buddies are like, that kid's going to star. I mean, good God. Georgia defensive players, just draft them.
Well, let's speak about that. Georgia followed up their national championship with the strongest showing in the NFL draft. 15 players from the Bulldogs were selected this year, including Trayvon Walker with the first overall pick. So that sets the record for the most players taken from one school in a 7-round draft. The previous holders were Ohio State in 2004 and LSU in 2020. Both had 14 players taken. So how about that for some recruiting juice?
One of them, just to show you how much talent they have, in the 6th round, the Chargers took a guard. And I think it's Jamari Salyer. He will absolutely make that team. And the Chargers have a good roster. It's not a rebuilding roster. The Chargers have a stacked roster, and they drafted in the 6th round a guard from Georgia. He will make that team. Okay, that's how good Georgia is. When we watched Georgia play Alabama, and you and I don't think this very much, it was one of the few times where you watched Alabama and Saban, and you're like, yeah, the other team has more good players. LSU with Joe Burrow when they beat him,
yes.
You were like, oh, LSU's got more good players than Alabama. That's happened like twice in Saban's 13 years.
Well, and there's a speed
component
to it that is very visible and obvious.
Yes.
It's not a surprise to me that this many Georgia players went. What is a surprise is that Texas did not have any players drafted this year.
Is that crazy? Texas Longhorns didn't have a player drafted.
I mean, listen, this is important stuff. Like, not just for, we're not saying this in jest here. When you're talking about recruiting and you're recruiting a top level player like Georgia and Texas and LSU and Ohio State and Bama, these guys are expecting to have an opportunity to go to the league. So this is that's an easy thing to walk into a family's house and be like, hey, listen, we get more players to the league than anyone in college football.
Absolutely. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
So there was, change makes a lot of people uncomfortable. And that's okay. I don't love all change. There are some things and some habits in my life. I eat the same thing for breakfast every morning. I get up at the same time. I work out at the same time. I like some continuity in my life. And I tend to be sort of a task habit person. So I'm not mocking people who struggle with change. But here's what I'm just over. Fatalism. The end is nigh. No, it's not. We're going to be fine. We have better health care in America today, better travel. We have more great people being given opportunities. The food's better. The quality of life as long as you don't wake up angry and disillusioned every day, is really high. Listen, we're maybe in a housing bubble. A crime in the big cities is concerning. It and a lot of that, I'm afraid, is that whole defund the police nonsense. But I will say this. Overall, life's really good, especially if you want to make it good and you're optimistic and help people. So there's a change happening in college sports, and it's freaking people out. And I will agree with you. They got to put some, what do they use at the bowling alley for little kids when they bowl, Joy? Those little...
The bumpers?
The bumpers. We got to put some bumpers on the NIL and transfer portal. I'm not saying close the alley and you can't bowl, but let's put some bumpers here a little. But there's a great player named Jordan Addison. He won the Biletnikoff Award as the best receiver in the country. And he's got about a year left in the NFL. He'll be a top 10 pick next year. He's going to transfer. And USC is reportedly in the lead and was before he entered the transfer portal. So let me give you 4 points. Number one, if you're the best quarterback or wide receiver in college football, Lincoln Riley is going to be really attractive to you. Okay, so all these quarterbacks and receivers, top, you know, five-star guys that have been going to Alabama, they're going to consider USC now at those two positions. Number two, Jordan Addison had a great year because he had Kenny Pickett, the best quarterback in college. Okay, Kenny Pickett left. Wide receivers, a wildly dependent position. Caleb Williams, according to my scouts, would be the number one pick in this draft, next year's draft, and the following draft. He wants to play with him. Number three is Jordan Addison and Caleb Williams are friends. It's not tampering when friends talk. Joy and I talk about our industry all the time. I've had people at other companies come to me. Joy has had other people. We're under contract. It's not tampering. People call. They talk. It's agents. It's friends. It's allies. It's coaches. Caleb Williams talks to Jordan Addison. You think Lincoln Riley really got on the phone? He didn't. Kids talk. Quarterbacks and receivers talk. They know each other. Number four is ask yourself if you're a college football fan. Do you like your current coach? How'd you get him? Oh, he was under contract at another school under a binding legal contract. And your school contacted him. And he talked to you. Mel Tucker, I love him. Was at Colorado, Michigan State. Was contacting him and his agent. I mean, you're living in a naive world if you don't think people talk. I mean, Joy and I always talk about this NBA rule about play. You don't think LeBron's not on the phone with players? You're out of your gourd. I've had multiple companies when I'm at Fox come and ask questions. I'm like, happy here, not interested. You're living in some like idealistic world in the 50s. Well, I work at Coke. I can't take a call from... People take calls all the time. These are scholarships. These are young players. They have friends and allies and coaches and buddies. This is the new world, and I understand people are uncomfortable with it. But Caleb Williams and Jordan Addison know each other. Colin, this is going to ruin college sports. Oh, yeah, it's going to really kill college sports when USC is dominant. Yeah, that'll kill it. L.A. watching college football. What's killing college football is to become too rural, too insular, too Alabama-driven, too SEC-driven. And I love the SEC. But when Miami gets good, if Texas gets good, if USC gets good, I got news for you. It's not bad. And let's stop with this nonsense. You have no problem stealing a great coach or coordinator from another school. You don't like it when a player has power and a player contacts a quarterback like Caleb Williams. That bothers you. But it doesn't bother you to get a coach or who has a legal binding contract. That doesn't bother you at all. Does it? You don't like when you lose your coach. Oklahoma's mad at USC. But if Brett Venables doesn't work and you go out and hire blankety blank coach, guess what? You're going to steal him from a school where he has a current contract. You got to get comfortable with uncomfortable. And players now have power. Now, it's kind of a scrambled mess. It's the wild, wild west. I don't think the way it's currently working is great for college football. But in every industry, tech, academics, I got news for you. Harvard has got a professor that Princeton wants. He's got a contract. He's got tenure. And they're calling and trying to poach him. It's the world. Talented people get calls. They have discussions. And this isn't a random pit player. He's the best receiver in the country. Yeah, I don't know why Lincoln Riley, USC's brand, Los Angeles, and Caleb Williams. Yeah, that would be kind of attractive, right? Sort of, yeah, kind of. Yeah, maybe. It's the new world. I'm not saying it's perfect. You can argue that what's going on is not sustainable. I don't think it's overall great, but there is a brief window here where it's legal. And, you know, the Alabama's not going to sit back and go, well, we're in a new world. We're going to let everybody else do it. No, you got to be aggressive. And the other thing is people say, well, Lincoln Riley initially hated the transfer portal. Yeah, a lot of coaches did. So did Nick Saban. But Lincoln Riley and Nick Saban realized it's now legal. It is the world. Our competition's doing it. We got to keep up. It's like Mike Krzyzewski hated the one and done. And then about 5 years in, he's like, hell, I'm getting beaten by all these players who I won't recruit because they're one and done. They're going to Carolina and Kansas and Syracuse. There's a lot of things in my life I don't love. But once they become legal and everybody, including my competition's using it, I'm not going to be stubborn and rigid. Yeah, Lincoln Riley didn't love the transfer portal. Nick Saban hates it. But they're not going to sit there and go, I refuse to take great players. That would be idiotic. So all the tampering talk, all the... Do you guys think 17, 18, 19-year-old kids sit around and don't use their iPhones? You're using them as an old, crusty 80-year-old. You don't think kids are on those phones talking to their friends saying, dude, it's nice out here. You ever play a game out in the Coliseum in December? 77 degrees. Lincoln Riley, Caleb Williams, USC's brand, entertainment capital. Reportedly, he's getting offered $2.5 million. I know you're uncomfortable. I know it may not be sustainable. This is the new world for a short time, as obnoxious as it is.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Oh, it's great to have you in on a Monday after the draft. I said before, I thought the Jets did about as well as you could do. The Ravens did about as well as you can do. Peter King was in the Ravens draft room, and I've done that once in my life. It's so much fun. The energy is just so great. And NBCSports.com, Monday morning quarterback Peter King. So you're sitting in the middle of one of the really smart franchises. I thought their first round, it was almost, well, their first three picks, I thought, they literally got three great players, and it felt like they all fell to them. So you were in the heart of that. Take me through how much fun it was and what you learned.
Well, I was only in their draft room on day three, so I didn't see the first four picks that they made, but by all accounts, all of their first four picks were extremely highly regarded. And I think the most interesting thing that they did, and this shows who the Ravens are, they had the 23rd pick in the first round, and they traded down to number 25. That 23rd pick came from Arizona for Hollywood Brown. They go down to 25 and pick up an extra fourth round pick with Buffalo. And they let Buffalo take Kair Elam, and then they take the center for the next, they hope, for the next 8 or 10 years,
yeah,
in Tyler Linderbaum.
Yep.
So how about this? In 2019, Hollywood Brown was the 25th pick in the draft. They got 3 years and whatever, 180 catches out of him. They trade him, and they get the 25th pick 3 years later. It's almost like you drive a BMW off the lot, use it for 3 years, and you've paid $54,000 for the car. You bring it back, and the guy at the used car dealer says, I'll give you $54,000 for that car. That's what the Ravens just did.
Yeah, no, there are teams that do this better than other teams. I'll say this, Peter, I've given up trying to figure out the Patriots. They drafted a quarterback.
Yeah.
Every one of their draft picks to me felt like a reach. I wasn't the only one. What did you make? And then they draft the kid, the guard, in the first round. The Rams get caught. I don't know. I thought the Rams were laughing at themselves, not the Patriots, but a lot of people thought they were laughing at New England. What do you make of Belichick's drafting weekend? What do you make of it?
I mean, look, this is a bizarre word to use for Bill Belichick, but, and I wrote this in my column, I thought that pick was naive. I mean, in the wake of Thursday night's draft, I've talked to 25 people around the league, just, you know, or texted with them a conversation. Hey, what'd you think? What'd you think of this? What'd you think of that? There's not a soul who thought that was a smart pick or B, a guy who wouldn't have been available midway or late in the second round. And look, Colin, you know, you've got all of these teams who moved around late in the first round. You know, you look at all of the trades that were made from teams moving up in the second round, from the second round to get picks in the late first round.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that nobody called the Patriots? And I don't understand why you would give first round value to a guy who most people thought was a third round pick. And again, look, if that's the dumbest thing that Bill Belichick does in his career, he needs to sit at the right hand of the Father tonight. Okay, so everybody is entitled to a mulligan now and then. They have not drafted great recently.
No.
They just haven't. You know, we can go back to N'Keal Harry, you know, 3 years ago. And so, look, but they've had some great picks. J.C. Jackson, great pick down the line corner. So I still think that Belichick's got it. I just think in this particular case, he blew it.
Listen, there was about six elite receivers. I thought Green Bay with two picks in the first should have moved up. They didn't. What did you make of the Packers?
I just didn't think it was smart. There are times when, you know, let's look at Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman wanted an elite receiver to pair with Devontae Smith.
Yep.
Okay, we all know that. So he beat the bushes and he found one. Now, that is not a receiver who Green Bay would have wanted, okay? They didn't want a veteran receiver to add to the killing of their salary cap. They wanted a young receiver. I hear they like Chris Olave. I'm not positive about that.
Yeah.
But the Detroit Lions found a way to move up from 32 to 12 to take the receiver they wanted.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers had 22 and 28. Are you telling me that they couldn't have moved up right into that neighborhood with the draft ammunition that they had, 22 and 28, and then two picks in the second round? They ended up using those two picks in the second round to take a guy who might be a developmental wide receiver from North Dakota State, Christian Watson. Why, oh, why didn't they do that in the first round? And again, look, Quay Walker, everybody has high regard for him as a player. And it's not a one-position draft for Green Bay. I get it. But you've got to know, we might only have Aaron Rodgers for 1 year, maybe two.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We don't know how much longer we have him. Let us take full advantage of having Aaron Rodgers, and they didn't do it.
What do you make of Kenny Pickett to the Steelers? You know, Dave Wannstedt told me years ago, because he's from Pittsburgh, that the Steelers have always been a little apprehensive to take Pitt kids because they don't want to put pressure on them. They see a lot of them. Maybe they nitpick them because they see them, but there's always been a little reluctance to take the local kid. There's enormous pressure. But they went and got Kenny Pickett. It was a wonderfully emotional moment. It was really great. But what did you make of the pick? Surprised?
That was in my mock draft a week ago today. I had Kenny Pickett going to the Steelers. Colin, I don't know if people realize this, but you gotta, if you do nothing else today with my column, take 2 minutes and scroll down in my column, Football Morning in America, and look at the photograph in my column about that I did with my item on Kenny Pickett. What you'll see is a building. And you'll see the Pittsburgh Steelers and Pitt Panthers football building. They share it. Each of them, it's like split right down the middle. Their front doors are 12 feet apart. For 5 years, Kenny Pickett has been pulling open the door on the right and every day walking into the college facility. Now he's going to have to get used to walking four steps to his left and opening the door on the left and going into the Pittsburgh Steelers facility. It's totally bizarre, weird, and fun. But, and as far as a football fit goes, I can tell you that they have been sort of isolated on Kenny Pickett for a long time. They obviously didn't want anybody to know because they didn't want to have to trade up for him.
Yeah.
So they put out every smoke screen there was and went and had a great meal with Malik Willis and all these other guys. But they knew for quite a while that this is the guy they really wanted.
Yeah, that's a great point, is that the smoke screens. Mike Tomlin's been around the league for a long time. You're not gonna tip your hand on that stuff. So go read Football Morning in America. Peter King, it's one of his best columns of the year, the post-draft column. It's all sorts of fun. And, Peter, it's great seeing you again.
Thank you, Colin.
You bet. I did think the Jets, in terms of just drafting college players, A++++. Absolutely hit it out of the park. I also thought, I've been highly critical of the Seahawks for years. I thought it was the best Seahawk draft in like 7 years. I thought they were basically telling you, listen, we want one of those top three spots next year. We're going to go with Geno or Drew in this division, but we're going to get our tackles, our star running back, get another corner. The Seahawks are telling you, we've earned a lot of equity in this market. We're going to be bad for 1 year and get a Bryce Young or a C.J. Stroud, or whoever. And I'm totally behind that. I thought Seattle, boom, great pick by the Seahawks. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dekovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.